I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Hello, my sweet little angels, and welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. I'm coming at you again with a little voice note, and I've noticed actually this being always at the same spot. I'm at my favorite place. I'm at the bluff, my surf lookout. And honestly, I don't come here for the surf checks anymore. I come here for a whale check. Like, it is migration season and I see a whale every day. And it actually astounds me because just a couple of months ago when it was like getting close to them coming through, I was like, coming out here three times a day, manifesting I would see a whale. I was like, oh, and literally just then I just saw the biggest blowhole come out. Is that what that's called? A blowhole of the water. And now it's like, yeah, I'm here for 5 minutes and there it is. Like, they're just everywhere, which is crazy. When they first started coming through, I was like bringing people out here and I was like, let's go see if we can spot a whale. And like, you'd sit here for like an hour and you'd see like just a little splash and be like, oh my God, there's one. And Chels, who I brought out here a few weeks ago, she said, isn't it wild that out of all of this ocean, it just so happens to be that they show up right in front of you where you're looking, which is crazy. But now I'm just like, no, there's just so many of them out there. And there's just, yeah, this spot is just perfect because like there's just so much ocean and they're not that far out at the moment. Like, they've been right off the point as well where like the surfers are and everything, which is pretty bloody wild. And yes, all of the time you're just seeing them with their blowhole or their breaching. The other day they were like flipping, it was super cool. So I'm absolutely living for it. And I just, like I said months ago, I was like, oh my God, I just want to see a whale. And now I see one every day. And I'm so grateful. I think it's the coolest thing in the world to live by the water and be able to see this. And that is the biggest thing I'm so grateful for at the moment, is just loving where I live. And I've been lately going through this massive shift, and I'm like, I just feel like next year I want to make a bit of a change in my life, and one decision means like I'm really gonna ground myself where I am and really like set something up for myself, and the other is just like, do I just need to like get out of this place and do more and see more? But I mean, like, the thing is, like, you can always get up and go whenever you want to. Oh my God, that was a big splash. Whereas, you know, the thought of just like being all over the place is like, you'll never have that stability. I don't know. So it's crazy what thoughts are going on in my head. But lately I'm just like, I'm so lucky to have a place that I love to call home that makes it, you know, hard for me to make the decision to leave it. And I don't think that's really what I want to do. I'm just like, I don't know, I just feel like change is needed. And then the thought of the decision I need to make to ground myself and really set something up is obviously something that involves a lot of commitment and is an investment. And yeah, that's just as scary as packing up your life and moving across the country. So honestly, stay tuned. Let's wait and see what happens. But for now, I'm just so incredibly blessed and incredibly grateful for where I live. And I love, 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 love this little life. The other morning I came out here, like, for literally, I had like maximum 5 minutes to spare before I had a really big meeting with a client. And I came out here because I just need this space as my like calming, grounding, present moment, check in, body scan, take it all in, and then go about the rest of my day. And there was this guy out here and he'd just been surfing, and I was like, oh, how was it out there? And he was like, there were some whales out here, but I haven't seen them since I've been out of the water. And then like 2 seconds later, he's like, wait, there they are. And it just makes me feel so abundant and happy that I'm just like, this guy just is like, you know, probably retired, and his life is just to be able to go surfing at 11 a.m. on a bloody Thursday and just live his best life. And I was like, slay. And then I went to go and he's just like, oh, you could just stand there all day, couldn't you? And I was like, absolutely, if I didn't have places to be, I would be. So yeah, I just think it's the coolest lifestyle, and it is definitely one that I'm feeling very lucky that I get to call mine. And on this topic of gratitude and feeling lucky and choosing what my journey is looking like and what your life is like, leads me into today's episode. And I wanted to sort of do an extension or a bit of a recap of our women's circle from Friday night that I was so lucky to co-host and collaborate with Maddie, who is the founder of Recover Health in Painesville. And if you don't know them, they're basically, Maddie started Recover as she's an osteo and Pilates instructor, and she is honestly such a smart, intelligent gal, and she's got a lot more under her belt now as well. But she has this beautiful Pilates studio, and they also do a number of collaborations with local people in terms of wellness events and creative events. And yeah, on Friday night, Maddie and I hosted a beautiful intimate women's circle with the theme being around connection, expansion, and rewriting your story. And we had about 9 beautiful ladies come and join us, and we sat in this beautiful studio. We had candles, incense burning, you know, crystals, connection cards, journaling, beautiful flowers, fruit, cups of tea, and conversation. And it was just so wholesome and so effortless, like, to be able to just run an event like that and have people show up for themselves is so incredible. And you know, Maddie and I are saying, like, we just want to do these events because it's stuff that we want to do, and it's just a bonus that people, also the right kind of people, are choosing to invest in themselves, do something outside their comfort zone, and also show up to do this as well. And I am so grateful for everyone who showed up and supported the event, because it was definitely nerve-wracking being the first time we'd run something like that, each of us. And it went so smoothly and it was so easy, and I felt like everyone was just really inspired and felt connected. And whether they were vulnerable and shared, you know, parts of things that they had going on, or they just were there to listen and support everyone else, it was just amazing. And I just love that I create this space where I can feel so comfortable. Not that it's hard, because I'm definitely an oversharer, like, literally have a podcast to just yap about myself, but I am not shy on sharing. But to have a space where you can just say whatever and know that no one in that room is judging you is so, so peaceful, and something I feel so privileged to be able to do. So I just wanted to sort of like expand. Oh my God, what's going on with my voice? I just wanted to expand on what we talked about last night. around those themes and what it really means to be connecting and expand and expanded by others. And obviously connection is something that we experience by, you know, meeting aligned people and like-minded people, which I think was obviously the whole point of it, is creating a space where those people who are ready to work on themselves and do the inner work felt comfortable to come to this alone, because they knew that they were going to meet people who also are there for that reason and have that like-minded mindset, compared to maybe the people that they have to surround themselves with day to day, whether that be the people that they work with or, you know, long-term friendships or like family members, you know, who just don't understand that. And then the focus of expansion is this experience that you have when you listen to others and you hear their story and you hear, you know, like their manifestations or their growth or the resilience or the things that they've learnt, and it allows us to feel expanded by them because of all the things that they've been able to do and achieve. And I think that's just such an empowering thing, to look at what someone's done and what they've become and not feel this lack or this judgment or this jealousy or insecurity. It's a complete reverse effect, and it has on you, it's to feel super inspired and like if they can do it and they can get through it and they can manifest that and they've been through all these things and they still are where they are, then so can I. Like it's looking at it like with eyes wide open and this realization that I too can succeed in my story. And it was just so amazing to have that as our theme, because they're two things that I really, really focus on specifically at the moment, around connection and putting myself in rooms with people that I want to be around and have those non-judgmental conversations. But also, you know, I always say, like, if you're the most successful person in the room, you're probably in the wrong room. Like, you should continue to show up in spaces where you don't feel like you know it all, and that you are going to continue to learn from other people. And I was listening to this podcast before the event, and just to get a bit more inspiration, because like I know what I want to say, but sometimes it's finding those ways of articulating it is what I might struggle with. And I go on a rant instead, as everyone knows. And so I was listening to this podcast and I took down a bunch of notes, because the things she was saying just really stood out to me. And one in particular, and this is something I actually spoke about with someone after the workshop, was, you know, I talk about, let me just recap first. One thing I always talk about when we are rewriting our story, or like we are working on ourselves, or we want to make space for something, like we have to let go of something in order to let the new thing come in, no matter what it is in your life. And I have this theory, and I've probably said it before, but I'm going to say it again in case you haven't heard it. But ultimately, in order to make room for something new, we have to let something go. And I like to think of it as doing the dishes. So you have a dishwasher, it's been washed, the dishwasher is full, okay? But life keeps laughing, and you start to, you know, continue to drink cups of tea or use your dishes, and the sink starts to get a bit full of dirty dishes that need to be washed. And until you actually open up that dishwasher that has the clean dishes in it that have fully finished their cycle and need to be put away in their spot, you cannot put the dishwasher on and fill it again. It's full. So in order to make space for it, you have to put away those things that have finished their cycle. And, you know, there might not even be dishes that need to be done yet. They might be anticipated, but not quite ready to be put in the dishwasher yet. They might not have come in and been put on the sink yet. But either way, it's important to create space, create the void, and the universe will fill it. So put those dishes away and accept the fact that they've done their cycle, they've served their purpose, but we don't need them anymore for now. And so I was speaking to someone about this and she goes, I used to be those dishes in the dishwasher. Like, I used to be around them all the time. And I'm like, I know. You had them when you needed them, but now the cycle is done and you need to put them away. And it sort of segued into that theory of like, the people that you might surround yourself with are there for a short term of period of your life, but they're not there forever because you will outgrow them if you continue to do the inner work on yourselves and they're not. And in this podcast I listened to, this woman said, like, you know, you can't grow if you're around people who are experiencing the same struggle as you are. And she's like, I don't want to be the queen of this block. Like, I don't want to be the ruler of all of us going through this shit together and just be like, well, we're never going to get anywhere because we're all just feeling the same feels, going through the same shit. Someone has to break the cycle and I'm going to. So I thought that was a really cool thing. She's like, I don't want to be the queen of this block. Like, let me get the fuck out of here and start climbing the ladder. And then hopefully if you want to join me, you can, kind of thing. Like, sometimes you have to be the change, not sometimes, always really. You have to be the change that you want to see. And I find that really empowering because I have always focused on my story, being a leader, to focus on myself and do what I want to do and accept the fact that there's some people that I'm just going to have to step away from, and that's very much okay with me. But I will be there to help them if they want to come up and meet me. But I can't be the queen of this block with everyone on the same struggle. You know what I mean? So that was something that I found really cool. And then this other part is like, perhaps where I'm almost feeling this, or I had definitely felt this earlier this year, was when you kind of lose yourself. And that's a pivotal moment when you think, maybe I need to rewrite myself because I'm kind of not really sure where I am right now and what I'm meant to be doing. When you might be feeling this sense of lost or like needing a bit of direction on where the next part of your journey is going to lead to. And I know that some people experience this feeling of feeling like they need to be fixed or they need to be found. And you can be your rescue. You have to be your rescue, basically. No one else can fix you. No one else can save you. No one else can tell you what to do. You have to discover that within yourself. And it's okay to forget who you are. And it's okay to feel like you've not sure where you're going or not sure who you're meant to be. And I emphasize this all the time, but it's about realizing that you have to make that change and get really, really fucking deep with yourself. And you have the ability to create yourself for whoever it is that you want to be. And I had a podcast way back at the start called if failure was an option and nothing could stop you or whatever it was, what would you do? And I asked this question to people whenever they sort of say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm meant to be doing. And they're sort of like figuring it out, trying different things. I said, but if you could not fail, what would you do? And the answer they come up with is very, very different to anything else that they do. And I find it very insightful because I'm like, that's your purpose, babe. That's what you were born to do. And you obviously want to do it. And nothing should stop you. Nothing should hold you back. And that's when the power of affirmations and believing in yourself to create who it is that you truly are meant to be is what takes you to that level. And a huge part of manifestation is affirmations. Like, there's all these stages to it. It's not just like thinking, oh, I want a G-Wagon and just like miraculously waking up with it in your driveway. Like, you've got to take actionable steps to believe that you own a G-Wagon well and truly before you even have it. And a part of the process of visualizing and everything like that is telling yourself the words we speak creates the house that we live in. And talking about things in a negative way, is how we manifest negative situations. We're manifesting all the time, whether we know it or not. And we're manifesting ourselves and manifesting expectations, outcomes, without even realizing it, because we just speak these words of negativity and say these things that continue to emphasize negative outcomes. Whereas if we stop ourselves and start to rewrite our story and start to say more things with a more positive attitude, then watch, you know, ask the universe, say, show me how good it can get, like, and watch it deliver, you know what I mean? Like, and a huge part of it is saying I am, or, you know, this is my life, not this will be, or I wish it was, or I want this. It's this is already, like, you've got to talk about it like it's current, present, it is. And the power of I am manifestation, I am affirmations. Wow, can I get these two mixed up any more times? The power of I am is impactful because it's telling yourself exactly what it is you think you truly are. So if you walk around saying, I am broke, I am dumb, I am never going to get this, I'm never going to do that, then fucking watch that happen. Whereas if you walk around saying, I am the most smartest person, that probably doesn't even make sense. So that's obvious, I don't believe that myself. But, you know, I am capable of this. I am the owner of my own business. I am my own boss. I live in my dream house. I have the most incredible dream partner that fulfills all my love languages. You know, I have the life I've always dreamed of. This is my dream life. This is my dream car. I drive my dream car. Like, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be materialistic. But I even saying, like, I am strong. I am beautiful. I love every part of me. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am abundant. I can achieve anything I want to achieve. Just having those conversations with yourself. I remember I used to do this on my morning walk, and I used to be like, I am smart. I am confident. I am strong. And I am sexy. I don't know what I said, but like, I used to just always have to say it on my walk, especially when you, you know, might be feeling tired or like not at your full energetic operative state, is often when we need to call ourselves back and be like, actually, I'm a fucking boss and I can do this. I can be whoever I want to be. And at any moment, you can change that. You can change your path and your trajectory and convince yourself of what you can do, and you can do anything that you set your mind to, trust me. So I don't want to like completely give away everything we talked about at our workshop, because that was a sacred space and thing to share, and it was just the power of connection and conversation that came up throughout the night, and I honestly don't remember it all. But we may as well finish with a quote, because that's how I love to do it. So let's find a little quote that's going to pop up on Pinterest that we all need to hear right now. Love it. I am going to make a very beautiful life for myself, no matter what it takes. That's fitting, isn't it? This is good. You guys remember I released the podcast that you are a luxury, and I often have to go back and listen to that one myself, and maybe this is a good opportunity now to say that, like, to go back and listen to that episode if you have just kind of forgotten of how much of a boss ass you are, and when you sort of start to maybe dwindle in your confidence or whatever, or you don't have clear boundaries, like, come back to that episode and be like, I am a luxury. And this final quote just feels really fitting, and it is, your inner wellness is what real luxury looks like. And that is so true. Like, the effort, the energy that you put into your inner self is what will override any other health, any other wealth. Like, that is the key. Everything starts with the mind, and if you have a healthy mind, then you will have a healthy life.